This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Cassells, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Tori Atkinson reading Lost Letter. I watched as the white marble chipped, watched as the coast eddied with elegiac sea foam, and two men plunged their hands into the deep recesses of a small seaside cave. I held the silver letter opener to my breast like a sword. I didn't know what I was protecting myself from. My friend, if you find this letter in Paris or Parnassus, remember how the statues of boys bent toward each other, like Actaeon's hounds bared themselves against their master's throat, an interminable thirst for the flesh consuming their primitive minds. And remember me, sitting across from you at the tea house, feeling much the same, our lips painted the same shade of Ribot red. About this poem. Can you name a more iconic duo than Queer Poems and the concept of yearning? I certainly can't. This poem began as a response to the work of another queer poet, his sensibilities and his yearnings. I imagined the Greek coast, which I've never seen, and entered through the myth of Actaeon, which is a story about, among other things, self-destructive hunger. The two stanzas are a form I found I like, whether acting as a call and response or presenting a question and an answer. I like to think this poem does both.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.